This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan. Hope your Friday afternoon is going well. We're really excited. We're going to ruffle some feathers, and we're really excited to bring on our guest, Warren Moon, color analyst for the Seattle Seahawks. He's on Twitter, at WMoon1. He joins us on the Guild Mortgage mobile hotline. Warren, thanks for joining us in Portland again, man. The Seahawks sitting at 3-1, coming off a big East Coast win versus the Jets. Russell Wilson dealing with knee and ankle injuries. Did the bye come at kind of the perfect time for this team?
You know, it really did. When you look back at the schedule going into the season, you look for where your bye week is, and after week four, you're like, wow, that's kind of early. We'd love to have it maybe a little bit later in the season, but because of the injury situation of the Seahawks early in the year with Russell Wilson hurting his knee, with Tyler Lockett having a ligament strain in his knee as well, and some other guys banged and bruised up, it seemed like the perfect time to have the bye. So Russell got through those next three games after he was injured in the opener, and I think he feels a lot better coming off of the bye week, and the rest of the guys all feel energized and they're ready to go.
You know, Warren, I'm curious your thoughts on kind of the slow starts now. It's been, I remember last year it was a slow start. This year, come out, not a great performance against Miami, an ugly game against L.A. on the road, and then it just kind of flips the switch. You blow out the 49ers. Big win, as my co-host mentioned, on the East Coast against the Jets. Is there anything that you can kind of chalk up to these slow starts the last 2 years?
Well, you just never know how your team is going to come out of the gate after not playing a whole lot during the preseason. And because we had some offensive line a rebuilding of that part of our team, that takes a little bit of time to get together. And I think if our offensive line isn't playing well, it's going to affect, you know, our whole offensive performance, whether it's running the football or throwing the football. So as that offensive line got better each and every week over the last 4 weeks, you saw our offense start to improve, and the skill guys started really shining because the offensive line was giving them a chance to do that. So I think that's where we needed to really get out of the gate faster. But on the defensive side of the ball, we're playing dominant defense, not giving up a lot of points. I think we're number one in the league on defense. And then the offense, like you said, after the first game, has really taken off. So I would attribute that just to the offensive line play early because of the injuries we had up front, because of the rebuilding of that unit. But I think everybody's on track now.
We're talking with Warren Moon, color analyst for the Seattle Seahawks. You can catch him every weekend here on 1080 The Fan. You mentioned the offensive line, Ifedi back into kind of the mix for them. And I've been reading Pro Football Focus a lot lately, and they still kind of rank Seattle amongst one of the worst in the NFL. They did play a lot better, I thought, against the Jets and protecting Russell Wilson. Do you think this offensive line is going to be maybe an Achilles heel, just inconsistent, or do you think eventually they will gel throughout this year?
Well, I think they're getting better every week, as I talked about. And you got to remember, they played against some really good defensive fronts early. When they played Miami in the opener, you know, with Adamakan Sue up there and some of the other guys that they have on their defensive front, you go up against the Rams, who have a very, very talented defensive front that matches up well against our team all the time. And then they went against the New York Jets, who were very, very stout up front. So they went against some very good defensive fronts those first three or four games out of four games, and held their own pretty well. So I think they're going to continue to get better as the season goes along, and that's what it takes when you have an offensive line group. They have to really kind of learn to play in unison, have that chemistry as it comes together, and you'll start to see that as the season goes along. It's almost like last year when our team took off at the halfway point last year. It was because our offensive line finally started to gel, because we had some of those same problems last year with injuries up front. And once those guys started to play well up front, our offense took off and became one of the better offenses in the league.
How impressed do you continue to be with Russell Wilson? We know how great of a year he had last year. He's won a Super Bowl trophy, but, you know, we talk about the offensive line concerns and how they're not playing great. Didn't get a ton of help from the run game. He's been banged up in two of the four games so far this year, yet the numbers are right where they've always been. How impressed with Russell Wilson are you?
Well, you know, he just continues to impress everybody. He's in his fifth year, and you think he's been in the league for 10 years, the way he plays the game. He's a seasoned veteran. You know, and people look at our offensive line. Last year at this time, Russell was sacked 18 times over the first four games. This year, only 9 times, and I don't think people look at that. I think people look at, you know, our offensive line hasn't played as well as they hoped it would, but they're giving him time to throw the football. And because of the injuries that he has, he's not able to move around and doesn't have the same mobility that he's normally used to having. So he's having to sit in the pocket a little bit more. And this offensive line is giving him time to do that. So they're not allowing him to get hit a whole lot. And he's sitting back there and really dissecting defenses and getting the ball out of his hands quickly. So I think it's all working well together as we move forward.
We're talking Seattle Seahawks with Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. The four previous seasons, this team was a top five, mostly a top three rushing offense in the NFL. It is early, but right now they're 27th in the league. Do you think that has to change, or do you think because this is Russell's fifth season, more experience, kind of just the chemistry and everybody gelling together, they can be okay not being necessarily the dominant run team they have been in the past?
Yeah, I think those numbers are going to drop a little bit, but I don't think they should be where they are right now, and I think they will get better. I think when certain guys get healthy, first of all, that's going to help. I think as those guys continue to play better together, that's going to help. If you look at our offense, usually we've been in the top five every year in rushing. I would say if we're in the top 10 in rushing to go along with our passing game, we'll be in pretty good shape. The thing we want to try and do is continue to have balance in our offense. And we didn't have a lot of balance our first couple of ball games. But if you look at our run-pass ratio the last few ball games, it's really been good, right around 50-50. And that's what you want with this Seahawks offense. So if we can get back to that and start getting our average per carry up a little bit, which I think will happen, you'll start to see us be the type of offense we want to be.
Really exciting game this weekend in Seattle. I'm obviously coming off the bye week, but the Falcons come to town. One of the bigger surprises in the NFL to this point in the season, 4-1. Their only loss was that opener to Tampa. They've won 4 straight, coming off wins against the two Super Bowl teams from last year in Carolina and then last week at Denver. What have you seen from the Falcons so far that you like?
They've been very, very impressive. I think Matt Ryan is probably the top-rated quarterback in the league right now. He's playing at a very high level, and you know he has the ability to do that because he's done it over the course of his career at different times. Their offense is really explosive. They're averaging somewhere around 35 points a ball game. They can hit you with a lot of different areas, whether it's with Julio Jones as a wide receiver or Mohamed Sanu, their other wide receiver, or they have two really good running backs as well that can either run the ball or catch the ball out of the backfield. So they have a whole lot of weapons for Matt to deal with. And the key for our defense, we're going to have to get pressure on him. And any quarterback that's in a good rhythm and in a good groove like he is right now, the way to disrupt that is to get pressure on him, you know, harass him, make him throw the football before he wants to, and maybe sack him every now and then. And that's what our defensive line hopefully can do with a 4-man pass rush so we can play in the back end and really just kind of rally to the football wherever it's thrown.
We're joined by Seahawks color analyst Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback, as the Hawks get ready to take on the Atlanta Falcons, who are rolling right now, and Seattle coming off of the bye. What's the biggest weakness of the defense? They're number one total defense. I think they're number one in pass defense. They're having a great start, but what is maybe an area you would circle and say it is kind of a weakness for them?
You know, I wouldn't say it's a weakness, but I think it's an area they need to improve, and that's creating more turnovers. They got 3 interceptions against the Jets the last game, but prior to that game, they only had 1 through 3 games. So we need to improve that part of it, and I think as our offense gets better and creates some leads for our defense, now our defense can play more free-flowingly because the game isn't so tight. And offenses, when you're behind as an offense against you, they've got to take more chances when they're behind in the ball game, and that's where the turnovers tend to come. As long as the games stay really close, offenses can play very conservatively, and it's really hard to get turnovers that way. So our offense has to get us leads, and then once those leads come, our defense can really fly around and create more turnover opportunities.
You know, after these next 2 weeks where the Hawks got Atlanta at home and then you guys are at Arizona next week, it starts kind of a stretch where you got East Coast, West Coast, games in New Orleans, games in New England, and Tampa Bay. How difficult do you think that schedule is going to be, especially with some of those 10 a.m. Pacific kicks that you're going to have on the East Coast?
You know, we had one already against the Jets and it came out pretty well in that one. This team really knows how to play on the road, and since Pete Carroll has come here and he's changed some things about how they travel and what they do when they're going back to the East Coast, they've really kind of bought into that. So they don't really look at it as a detriment at all. This team just kind of goes where they need to go and play how they need to play, and they don't use that as an excuse anymore. So I don't have a problem with the way this team travels because they have a lot of veterans, a lot of guys who have played a lot of football games and a lot of big-time football games on the road, and their road record has been really good over the last 4 years.
We haven't talked to you in a while. Warren Moon, our guest, as we're talking Seahawks. We haven't had you on in a while. I am curious your thoughts on the Kaepernick and the whole kneeling thing going on in the NFL right now as the coverage continues to pay attention to it.
Well, you know, I think what Colin was doing was admirable as far as trying to create more dialogue for some topics that are very important that need to be discussed. I didn't necessarily agree with the way that he went about doing it, but it has created some dialogue, and that's what needs to be done so we can get some improvements in these areas as far as, you know, racial discrimination and police brutality and some of the other things that have been discussed. But I think now that the discussion is out there, there's no reason to keep doing the kneeling. There's no reason to keep doing the protest, because I think what you were trying to get out of the protest was dialogue, and you're trying to get some type of attention to what the thing that you're trying to accomplish. You're getting that dialogue, and you're getting that attention that you want. So why keep doing the protest now? So, like I said, I don't necessarily agree with the way he did it, but it did get things rolling. But it's time to probably put an end to the protest and just move to the next phase of getting some discussion going to where we can get some solutions to some of these problems.
You're on in Portland, Oregon. Did you want to say anything about the Huskies game last weekend?
Well, it's been a long time coming. I'll say that, you know, Oregon has really dominated us over the last 12 years, and we have a really good football team this year. We showed it going out on the road to play in Austin Stadium, a place where we haven't had a lot of success. So I'm really happy about this Husky football team. It doesn't matter who they're playing. I'm going to be rooting for them, and it was great to get that monkey off their back down in Oregon. And they've got some other ones they've got to take care of going forward if they want to really accomplish what they want to accomplish. But that was a very satisfying victory because it had been so long.
I'm not going to lie, Warren. I thought you were going to give us a bark. I really thought you were going to bark. 12 years, snapping that streak. I thought the Husky.
There we go.
There we go. Color analyst for the Seattle Seahawks, Warren Moon. Catch it here on 1080 The Fan this week in the Hawks versus the Falcons. Probably the biggest game on the NFL slate this weekend. Thanks for joining us, Warren. We'd love to catch up with you a little later on this season.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.